Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's such something I've recognized that like this stutter is part of me, and I'm not sure if like I even want to hide it. Like I want to, of course, be as fluent as I can be, but like I've understood that like it's just not leaving me. It's who I am.
I'm Maya Chupkov, and I'm a woman who stutters. Welcome to Proud Stutter, a show about stuttering and embracing verbal diversity in an effort to change how we talk about it, one conversation at a time. Welcome back to Proud Stutter. I'm your host, Maya Chupkov. Today we have Kurt Kessler. Kurt is a 31-year-old class action attorney living in San Francisco, which is where I live, for those of you who might not know that, but you probably do because I talk about it all the time. And he's a person who stutters. Welcome, Kurt, to Proud Stutter.
Thank you, Maya. Thanks for having me on the show. Happy to be here.
So when did you first start noticing your stutter, and how did it impact you as a young person?
All right. So I started stuttering. I'm not exactly sure when. I just know it's been as long as I can remember. So it's early childhood. In terms of growing up with a stutter, it didn't really impact me in school all that much, other than like the normal just kids being kind of jerks and occasionally making fun of me, but I kind of worked past that. I was not really shy in terms of speaking up in class or anything like that. But I'd say when I hit puberty in earnest, the stuttering got a lot worse in terms of its severity. So at that point, I still wasn't exactly shy about talking, but I started volunteering less, I guess. And then kind of went on from there. I might be sort of, I'm not going to say unique, but lucky, I guess, in the terms of stuttering, because I wasn't alone in my immediate community. While I never knew her as a person who stutters, my mom grew up with one. My uncle on her side currently stutters and has for his entire life. My cousin stuttered, my grandpa, who I barely knew because he passed away when I was three, stuttered, and perhaps most importantly, just because of how much time I spent with them, my two younger brothers, one had a stutter growing up and has mostly grown out of it, and my youngest brother still is a person who stutters, so I had that sort of community with me to kind of help me through that process.
And so were you all open about talking about your stutter to each other?
I mean, it's with my not immediate family, I was a bit more open, but with my immediate family, it was less talking about it and more just like having a person there who understands what you're going through, just knowing it's not something that you're just like isolated about. So even if like we weren't talking about it all the time, we still kind of had that bond of us going through the same thing.
Yeah, that must have been really nice to just not feel so alone in your experience, because that's one of the biggest themes that a lot of people who stutter share, is just their isolation and feeling like they're the only one in the world who stutters.
Yeah, I mean, so that's why I said I was lucky just to have that.
Yeah.
Very fortunate.
And would you say, so how old are your brothers, and would you say like your stutters are similar or different?
All right. My first younger brother, he is 27, about to turn 28, and his has almost completely passed him. I'd say it's not similar at all. My youngest brother is, he just turned 25. And I'd say we have a similar style of stuttering in that it's a lot of blocks compared to other kinds. I'd say mine is probably more severe, but it's pretty similar.
Interesting. Let's talk about what you do professionally. I don't know a lot of lawyers who stutter. We had one on the podcast recently, a woman who stutters, who her focus was like immigration law and like helping people with their visas. And so you are a class action lawyer. And I'd love to, if you could talk about what it's like being a lawyer who stutters, how was law school for you? And do you like, is your, and like, yeah, like what your day to day looks like.
Okay, so I guess I'll start off in law school, because that's kind of the one thing that unifies all attorneys. After law school, we kind of branch out into all of our separate specialties, but every attorney has sat there as a first year of law student, a 1L, and just been worried out of their mind that they're going to get cold called in criminal law or torts or civil procedure. Because law school is not like other education, in that it's almost entirely based around the Socratic method. Socratic method essentially relies on a dialogue between the professor and class to kind of help the entire class learn. So kind of set the stage. On the second day of law school, I was in my criminal law class, and the first day we all had to fill out note cards of where we went to college, where we're from, our favorite sports teams, our favorite musicians, our favorite movies, and provide that to the professor. So on the second day of class, we have a criminal law case we had to read beforehand about a crime that happened in North Carolina. So the professor immediately just goes, "Mr. Kessler, so I see in this card that you went to Duke University. My brother went there. I hate Duke and everything about it, so just be aware of that." I'm like, "Okay, thanks." It's like, "All right, so next person." So I like, it's just that like that was my introduction to law school and being called on. And it just shows how kind of nerve-wracking it is, that you're basically at the whims of the professor. And I'm tying this back into stuttering here. I mean, like, you'd think I'd be nervous about getting called on and stuttering in front of the class, but in a sense, I wasn't really, because I was more nervous about just the fact of getting called on and having to get the answer right and not I guess, being shown up by a professor in front of everyone. Have you seen Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde, yes. That's one of my favorites. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you know that scene where she gets called on in class and doesn't know the answer at all, and like it starts essentially tearing up in and leaves class?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very, very realistic, and that's why I like to joke and call Legally Blonde a horror movie.
Oh my god. Have you seen that happen?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Wow.
It's scary. And so I guess the fear of stuttering was overpowered by the fear of just being wrong, I suppose.
Wow. So you were more fearful of being wrong than being than stuttering openly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even with like, I hadn't never met any of these people before I started law school, but I was still just more worried about not being embarrassed for something I could control in the form of like having the like understanding like the case and not having done my work than something I couldn't control in my stuttering.
I love that mindset. It's kind of like you're more focused on, you know, making sure you're prepared for class than your stutter. And that actually probably helps save you energy so you can focus more on preparing.
Yeah, exactly. Like just showing that I belonged there in spite of everything, I guess. Just that I was able to be prepared for class completely independent of anything else.
Did your stutter have any impact on like what specialty you chose or like what made you want to go into the like focus area you're in now in law?
So I wouldn't say my stutter necessarily impacted it. I graduated law school not quite sure what I wanted to do, which is pretty unique, I guess, for law students. Like most folks have their paths planned like the summer after their second year, because that's when they have their internships. But I didn't really, it wasn't necessarily because of my stutter, even though there are plenty of like legal specialties where you don't really have to talk to people outside of your office. But I just happened on class action law, and I've been enjoying it since then. I've been practicing for close to 5 years now.
And for those who may not know a lot about that, what are some of the cases like that you work on and what is your day-to-day look like?
Okay, so class action law is it's a type of lawsuit where a group of plaintiffs merge together in a class to take on a corporation or some other large company, because their individual cases aren't worth it to pursue on their own. But when taken in the aggregate, it's actually worth it. So it's, in a sense, the only way for people to sue companies for certain issues, because otherwise it's just futile. So like an example of some cases I've worked on, one case involved a retailer twisting their sheets at an incorrect thread count. Like the sheets were listed at 1200 thread count, and they were actually like 180. And so we represented consumers in an effort to essentially make their money back and to stop that company from doing that again. And some of the higher profile class actions out there. There's one going on against Philips, which is a Dutch company that manufactures medical devices, and they were selling CPAP machines that ended up causing cancer. So it can range from like mild consumer issues to much more serious issues.
Yeah. What comes to my mind is the movie Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, yeah, that's pretty high up there as like very serious. So, and do you find yourself having to like talk on the phone a lot or speak in like high pressure situations?
Yeah. So I've had to go to court, which is always interesting. I've not had the chance to take like the lead in an argument, but I have gone to court on my own with like the sort of like our case on my shoulders, which is pretty nerve wracking, and it can be in terms of like the stutter, it's another one of those situations where I'm trying to think less of my stutter and more about the task that's in front of me. But that can come and go with the results there. But I want to show that I belong in court, that I'm there because I'm a good attorney, not because I'm just showing that I belong. Courts are pretty often over Zoom or over the phone these days, and it's never as intimidating just talking to someone through a computer screen as it is actually being there in a court room with the judge elevated over you, looking down on you, ready to rule on your case.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So before we started recording, you talked about like, there are some situations where you find you're more fluent than others. And you had mentioned Samuel L. Jackson. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us like more about how you find your stutter in different situations?
Samuel L. Jackson has a certain, so he has had a lifelong stutter, and how he avoids it is he likes to say the word MF as often as possible, and that's how he keeps his fluency. And I can kind of have a similar way of not, I'm not going to say managing my stutter, but there are certain situations where I stutter less. Like when I'm sort of speaking a reflexive oopli, I don't stutter. Like as an example, if I'm in the car and I'm sort of talking to myself about how bad other drivers are, I'm not going to stutter. And a very famous one in my family and in my circle is I'm a very passionate sports fan, and I like to yell at the TV. And if I'm yelling after a particularly bad call, "That's a shitty call, ref, what the F?" I will never, ever have a disfluency in that. And I have never understood why, other than maybe saying it's speaking a reflexive plea. And then perhaps like the most interesting time where I don't stutter is, I mentioned about the car, but just whenever I'm talking only to myself, I will never have a disfluency in that. And in recent times, I found that's extended to like, if I'm making a voice recording, I can like, even if I'm going to send it to someone else, I've sort of tricked my mind, I guess, to thinking that's only for my ears, so I won't stutter in the process of making that a recording, even though if I'm talking like to the person that I'm sending that recording to in like a normal setting, I will stutter. So
wow. That's so interesting.
I can't explain it, but it's just a weird phenomenon there.
Yeah, I feel like there's so many different ways we all like find that works for our fluency in these different ways. So that's super interesting. I think I can relate when I'm talking to myself. I usually don't stutter, but when I do voice memos, yeah, I think I still stutter. So maybe I just have to like play more of a mind game with myself when I'm doing that.
Yeah, so something that my speech therapist had me do, shout out Maddie, is she had me basically spend a week just making like voice memo after voice memo and just immediately deleting them afterwards, just to kind of trick myself into thinking like, oh, if I'm sending it, like it's not going out to anyone. But then Apple has a recovery section for your voice memos.
Oh.
So they still existed.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So then I was able to play them for other people. Just like, wow, that's me not stuttering at all, talking for like 3 minutes straight.
Wow.
So yeah.
Wow. That's super interesting. Yeah. And shout out to Maddie. I met her at a Proud Stutter event. So I know you do advocacy around stuttering now with Michael Kidd Gilchrist. Can you talk about your journey with stuttering advocacy and how it's evolved and what you're up to now around that?
I'm more of a bit character in this. Most of it's on him, but it started, this was 2021. Joe Biden had just been elected, and I'm sure most of you know he is a person who stutters also. And so my dad wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal talking about Joe Biden's stutter, and he referenced me in it and my proclivity for not stuttering while watching sporting events. Well, he sort of censored the language so it was print appropriate. And then Michael Kidd Gilchrist was aware of that, and he eventually reached out to my dad to get connected with him, and then said he wanted to meet me more. So we started talking off of that. It's been 3 years and we became friends over that process. And he has this nonprofit called Change and Impact, where he's made it his mission to improve outcomes for people who stutter and just general education stuttering, because it's something that people will experience and see others do, but not quite understand. So I got involved with that, just helping him out with some ideas, some writing, giving him someone to bounce things off. I started to get more involved this summer, because he's recently started to try and make his mark politically in state legislatures. Like this spring, he managed to introduce and pass a bill in the state where he went to college, Kentucky, about enshrining healthcare for stutterers into a law there. And it was wildly successful. It was a bipartisan effort in a very divided state. And he's working on something in Pennsylvania also, but he said he was coming to Sacramento to talk to politicians there. And he asked me if I wanted to come join him there and talk to politicians with him. And so I said yes, drove out there, and I got to witness and help in my own way, just politics in action.
Wow, that's awesome. And how many people did you end up meeting with?
It was 5 separate legislators and then a couple chiefs of staff for legislators.
Wow, that is amazing. And yeah, anything to do with California advocacy, I'm like totally up for it. And I think there could even be, you know, it could be a good opportunity to also like just build more of a coalition around stuttering with other stakeholders too, to get them to care more about stuttering.
And so something that I experienced there that I found very powerful was that basically after every single meeting, either the legislator themselves or a member of their staff either said, hey, I stutter, or hey, I like X person in my family stutters. It's very widespread in a way that most people don't necessarily understand. And that kind of shows the rallying community behind that, because there's someone in every office who understands what's going on, understands the stakes of it, and understands why it's so important to get legislation passed about it, which I found very powerful.
Yeah, wow. That is extremely heartening to know that you had that experience. I think changing policy is just such an important part of like not only helping people who stutter, but just raising awareness. Because if a policy were to ever pass in California, which it sounds like we're on that path right now, like, you know, there'll be just more awareness about it. And the fact that Michael, you know, he is such a great role model for so many, and like by sharing his story, he's like helping a lot of people.
Absolutely. It's like he left a pro basketball career to focus on this, which I think is extremely noble of him.
Yeah. And I don't even know that much about him. Like, yeah, I've read articles, but I'm sure there's a lot of layers to him that you don't really know until you meet him and start working with him. So,
and so I realized I didn't say it. One of like the chief issues in California is that Medi-Cal, which is the public healthcare in California, particularly for low income individuals, does not often cover speech therapy if it's not attached to like another independent reason. Like, it'll cover speech therapy if it's attached to, say, neurological recovery after a stroke, but it won't, it'll like, you'll have a claim rejected for speech therapy just for a person who stutters.
Wow, interesting. So it's probably a different context in every state, and because California mm-hmm. has its own healthcare program, what you'd pass, let's say, in Kentucky is probably different than what you'd pass in California.
Yeah. It's all very targeted to the specific issue that state is important.
And how long, like, when did this all happen?
This was at the end of June.
And were there others with you, or is it just you two?
Yeah. So, it was myself, him, his publicist, Kristen, who is incredible, and then this junior in college at UC Irvine named Davin, and his mom. And Davin actually runs a nonprofit for increasing access to speech therapy for people in his hometown of Bakersfield. He's also an incredible and driven person.
Well, Kurt, thanks so much for being on Proud Stutter. It was so awesome getting to talk to you, and I so look forward to doing advocacy with you next year and beyond, and working together more. So thanks again.
Thank you, Maya. Thanks for having me on. And I would pick myself if I didn't say thanks for also being such an incredible advocate for this community. I'm sure your podcast helps like so many people who stutter realize that they're not alone in what they're going through. So thank you.
And that's it for this episode of Proud Stutter. This episode of Proud Stutter was produced and edited by me, Maya Chupkov. Our music was composed by Augusto Deniz, and our artwork by Mara Ezekiel and Noah Chupkov. If you have an idea or want to be part of a future episode, visit us at www.proudstutter.com. And if you like the show, you can leave us a review wherever you are listening to this podcast. Want to leave us a voicemail? Check out our show notes for the number to call in. More importantly, tell your friends to listen too. Until we meet again, thanks for listening. Be proud and be you.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.